Blog Talk Radio.
Dear beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Elder Reform Thursday, welcome one, welcome all to this wonderful, wonderful night tonight where we can come to fellowship with each other. Let us go in a word of prayer. My dear, can you bow your head or kneel? Let us pray. Father, we come to you this moment to give you thanks and praise. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercies that you have endured upon us. We thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you for forgiving us of all our many sins. We thank you that sister and brother can come to join you, to give you praises, Lord, and to bring honor and glory to your name. Tonight, as we gather at the welcome table, dear Lord, to feast in your word, we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every one. And help us, Lord Jesus, that we keep our eyes, our heart, our mind, and our soul fixed upon you. Thank you. This moment we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, I just want to give God thanks and praise for his blessings, right? So we are going to start. My person was on the line, told my opening song. Right. The opening song will be coming from our dear beloved sister Consinelli. I'm opening her line. 518-482. Your line is open for your song. Amen. Yes. Welcome, my dear beloved sister Consinelli.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I'm going to sing "There's Sunshine in My Soul" today.
Amen, amen.
Yes, we know that sunshine is very, very important. We didn't have none of it today, not much of it. I didn't see the sun. I don't know where you were. If you saw the sun, but we didn't have sunshine. It was a cloudy day. So the sunshine has to be inside. Let's see. I'm singing the song now. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious sun bright than clouds in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my Lord. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sun, shine when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There's music in my soul today, a carol to my King. And Jesus listening ear can hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, there's sunshine in my soul, blessed sun, shine when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his shining face, there is sunshine in my soul. And my dear brothers and sisters, it's springtime because we are in the spring. So we are getting lots of rain so that the plants could grow. There's springtime in my soul today, for when the Lord is near, the dove of peace sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. Oh, there's sunshine in my soul, blessed sun, shine when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows a smiling kiss, there is sunshine in my soul. And the last verse is, there's gladness in my soul today. And so I hope that everybody is feeling happy. And if we are on this line, we all should be happy because we have Jesus. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which he gives me now, for joy laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sun, shine when the peaceful, happy moments roll. Jesus shows a smiling face. There is sunshine. sunshine in my soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that song, brother and sister on this line. Let us have sunshine in our soul today, and also music in songs and praise to the Lord. And also we are coming up into springtime, right? And our soul is supposed to be having gladness in our heart and in our soul. So we want to thank our dear sister to remind us with this Judy song, these wonderful words and promises, sunshine, music, springtime, and gladness. So thank you, my dear sister, for that wonderful song. Well, opening for the scripture passage, the reading, Genesis 1, 29 and 30, 2-5. 337, your line is open. Can you
amen,
read the scripture
amen.
Passage for me? One, the first scripture passage, Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen, Sister Power. Genesis 29, 129, and verse 31. And God said, behold,
Say
that again, Sister.
The last part of 30. Yes, I am hearing you.
Okay. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of trees, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Leola, for reading our first scripture. And I'm opening the line for the second scripture, First John. And then we go into another prayer and testimony and praise. 272-770, your line is open. Can you read the second scripture for us, please? 3 John 1-4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Happy Health Thursday, everyone. 3 John 1-4. And it says, the elder unto the well-beloved, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading this wonderful scripture. God wants us to walk in truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. So this evening is our Health Reform Thursday, and God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be, to walk in the, you know, just to remember he wants us to walk in the truth. So when we have this truth, we have to share the truth to everyone, right? So, my dear beloved, thank you again for reading the scripture and also for that wonderful song. This is the time that you have to share your testimony. Just a testimony, praise we. Your testimony, so you can just put up your hand. If you're interested to, and your prayer requests, right? So you can start, put up your hand to share that we can have everyone share, right? So you can, the line is now open for you to identify that you want to give a praise report or your prayer request. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm waiting. But as we find the third scripture passage is Revelation 22. Oh, I caught this line. Okay, sorry. Yes, now is the time for you. Okay, okay. All right. Now is the time, my dear beloved, for you guys to put up your hand, your number. Press 1 so that I can open your line. And the third scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22, and I will just read it 1-2. And it said, "And he showed me a great river of water of life, clear as crystal, proclaiming out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." God is so good. He loves us so much. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, as God had planted that tree in that garden, you know, that tree of life, one day soon and very soon, we will see that tree of life. And it will also have fruits for us every month. It's going to bear a different fruit, and this is the hope. So this is the time that my dear beloved brothers and sisters have the time to share some of the things that they have been using, a teacher mini time, and also your praise, you know, and your prayer requests. You know, we're just making it, cut it all short, that we all can share and listen to the praise, your prayer requests, and some of the things that you have used to boost your immune system, and something you want to share in a quick minute, your three teachers minute. God bless. I'm opening the first line. 225-337. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Thank you for calling, and welcome again, everyone, to Advent Health Reform Thursday. Welcome one. Welcome all. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and this is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. First, I want to give God thanks for this prayer line and for him allowing us to be on this prayer line that we can fellowship together. And also, I just want to give my praise to God because he is so good to us, and I just want to praise him for it wasn't a sister that called me, but it was a friend. And now she began to ask questions and began to want to know things. But she told me she can't read the Bible because she can't see. And I asked her, I said, "Well, can I read it to you?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." And I give her a little teaching about tongues, because she said, "Leola, do you speak in tongues?" And I said, "Oh, no, baby. Let me share the scripture." So I opened up Genesis chapter 11 and read most of those scriptures about Babel, the town of Babylon, the Tower of Babel. And I read that to her, and I read all these scriptures. And she said, "Oh," but she didn't quite get it. And she said, "But you can speak," because as we say, edifying the church, and she didn't get it. I said, "No, it says it prophesied in the church, because that will edify the people." And I said, "But the Bible says don't speak in tongues, because that Paul said he'd rather have to do 5 words than 10,000. So I just praise God when I finished reading and explaining to her, she got it. So by God's grace, I told her, I said, "That's so many topics you need to understand." And she said, "You know, I got a cousin that is Seventh-day Adventist." I said, "Well, praise God." I said, God is allowing you at this time to learn more about him. So, Sister Powell, I'm just giving God thanks to be able to share with my friends and neighbors about the Lord. And also, I just want to give God praise. The card that I was asking my sisters and brothers to pray for, she sold the card. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because God has something for me. So just continue to pray that Sister Leola gets something or get the card, or they start making the card that I really want versus buying one and then got to buy that one, because I'm just trying to buy something that's not, but I want to buy because I'm going in a country. We need a reliable card. So I thank God for that also. And Sister Powell, I believe that's all I wanted to share. I thought I had something else, but that's it. And I'm asked prayers to continue to pray for my granddaughter, Amiri, and Jarvis, and also pray for Nicole, and as she is finishing up her work, because Sister Stephanie has completed all hers, and Sister Nicole still got about another 2 weeks, so lift up in prayer. And lift up the prayer line, Brother Udy, Brother Bernard, Brother Jensenny, all those young men that used to preach on this prayer line, and also all the others, like Brother Akeem. We lift up these brothers, and because they bring God's word. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing and also doing us Bible study with your friend. That is what the Lord wants us. He said, when the mighty angel come down and fill us with his glory, you know, and the world is lightened with God's glory, my dear sister and brothers will be out there in the field sharing God's love, God's word to those out there, our other brothers and sisters. So thank you, Sister Leola. And sure, we will be praying for your car and also for the family. And thank you for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, here on the line, right, hoping 272-770.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Tymiko from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and thanks and adoration for all that he has done for me. I'm so grateful to have the Lord in my life. He has done so much for me and my family, so I'm very grateful to the Lord. I give him praise and thanks and honor. And I would like to speak and give my little praise report. I'm so grateful that yesterday I had my appointment and I went to physical therapy and I was able to play some literature with a lot of people and they asked for prayer. So I would like to lift them up in prayer, a Sister Madeline and a Brother David. They asked for prayer and they told me they're so grateful that, you know, someone is out preaching and talking about the Lord, you know, in these last days. And they thank me so much. And I placed a Sister Christ with Madeline, and she was very grateful. And I said a word of prayer with her. So I'm so grateful the Lord is helping me, you know, to speak to different ones and to always carry literature. Whenever I leave out for my doctor's appointment, I make sure that I bring a little something along with me from the Lord to share with others who are out in the world hurting and suffering and just going through different situations that we may not know about. But we can always show love and kindness to that person and pray with them. So I just thank and praise the Lord. And I just want to as for my little prayer request, I would like to lift up everyone on the prayer line this evening, all my beloved brothers and sisters. I would like to lift them all up in prayer, and I would like to lift you up as well, Sister Powell, your family, your friends, all of your children and grandchildren, and lift up Sister Stephanie and her beautiful children, KJ and Kaja, and just lift up everyone in general, prayer for the nation, for the homeless, for the poor. So I'm so grateful, prayer for my family and prayer for my grandchildren as well and all of my brothers and sisters in the SDA Church. So I'm so grateful, and I thank you so much for opening my prayer line. I love you all. God bless you all. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from the other. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved sister. Tymiko, oh, God is so good. Doing, you are on the battlefield for your Lord, my dear, sharing out these books. And, you know, people are very, very interested in knowing the Lord right now, you know. So we will surely pray for those individual Ladin and your own family. We sure going to pray, my dear, because more prayer, more power. More prayer, more power. 24988, your line is open. Welcome on Advent Air to Reform.
Howdy do, beloved. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today. I come with praises on my lips. Amen. So it doesn't matter what the enemy has tried. I have the faith that to know that God is going to finish the good work that he started in each and every one of you. Amen. And so I want to share. I was telling you, I was taking these classes, and let me give you the praise for it. Did y'all pray for me? I know y'all prayed for me because I know I couldn't do it without you. And so I was able to earn through Christ Jesus, amen, amen, his strength, I was able to earn perfect scores in all of the three classes. The grades just came in, and I give God all the honor and all the glory. And I knew I couldn't do it because I kept saying, oh, God, help me, help me, help me. And so one of the things that I learned through this journey is that we have to do our part. And once we do our part, God will do the rest. How beautiful is that? So I thank you for your prayer. I had the opportunity to be able to, and something else that happened to me yesterday, and I know it was a divine appointment. I've been looking for a dentist. I'm someone that goes to my dentist religiously in terms of making sure that I'm getting my teeth clean, and that's always since I was a child, right? And so because of the pandemic, I have not gone since 2019 at the end. That was the last time. I think my schedule, my next appointment was supposed to be around April, end of March, when the pandemic hit. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to anybody. Well, the places were closed down anyway. So long and short, I said, you know what? I need to find a dentist that I can go to. And my doctors, I have a doctor that I go to, and right beside there's a dental place. And I kept saying, I need to check this out. Never went in. But I saw a woman and her two children, a little girl and a little boy. The little girl was probably about 10. Little boy was about 2 or so, right? And so I asked, I said, ma'am, how is that dentist? And she said, the woman said, they are perfect. She said, they are so awesome. They're really, really good. And then the little two-year-old started nodding his head, smiling, said, yeah, the dentist is good. Which two-year-old going to say they like going to the dentist? Amen? And so we happened to go in there, and she told me to fill out my paperwork. And I didn't read. We need to read and pay attention. And so I put on there my insurance for my medical, but it is connected to my dental insurance, but it has a different name. It's under like a different name. And so she was like, well, we stopped taking this. And I was like, oh, my goodness, God. I said, God, you know this is a pandemic mouth. I need to get it clean. You need to, you know, open up a way. And so she said, well, let me see. So the doctor came out, and she was saying, yeah, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. It's not Blue Shield. She think it's more. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is. But I've never gotten a card since I left the last district. So long story short, I said, let me call them. So I went in the car. I was in there first. And I went in the car, and I was, you know, trying to call. I called them, and I was on a hold. And so then eventually I said, the Spirit said to me, Google. So I Google, right, because I know it wasn't my thought. I Google what was my dentist insurance with my district, my school district. And lo and behold, Aetna came up, which I knew. And so, but I called back the young lady that was in there, and I said, it is Aetna. But I don't have any information. I don't have any number. And she said, well, let me see if I could check it for you. She checked it on the one system. She said, I didn't see it. I said, but I think it's the PPO. She checked it. She asked me, you know, look at for my Social Security. She used it. She found it. Lo and behold, I was able to be seen. That is unheard of, to be able to walk into as a new patient in a pandemic and be seen by a dentist or anybody, a doctor, anything, because I know I've tried to call other doctors and they have months in advance because they don't have any spot available now. And so I saw a woman that was coming out of the dentist out of the dentist chair, and the woman was dancing and smiling, and I was like, are you okay? She said, yeah. I said, how is she? She said, that woman is awesome. She said, you know, she took out my two front teeth, and I'm getting ready to come back for, you know, for the implant. The woman was excited. And so I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is the place that I needed to be. So finally I was able to go in and meet with the woman, with the dentist, I should say. And it was just so spirit-filled. And I said to her, you know, because my other girlfriend had left. She was like, you know, I mean, I just try to come back another day. But I knew God sent me here for a reason. Today was the day that I was supposed to be here to communicate with this lady. And I started to talk to her, and we started. I gave her the three angel message while I was in the chair. I'm not playing, right? I said, you know what? God wanted me to be here. Because he's teaching me patience. And I said, you know, here are the patience of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandments. I said, Revelation 14:6-12. I said, this is the three-angel message. And God is coming back for a people who keep his commandments, who are patient, who have the fruit of the Spirit. She said, girl, God sent you in here for a reason. She said, this was not a mistake. She said, I needed to hear that. Amen. And so I'm so excited. I'm getting ready when I go back. I'm going to put some books, Ministry of Healing, some great controversy, some literature inside of my gift bag and bring to the two young ladies. They were just so nice. They were so accommodating. And the woman was like, you know what? This was the spirit that needed to come in here today. She said, whenever there are individuals that come in with the wrong spirit, they have to go back out. She said, I pray. I anoint my place so that God will lead the right people in here. And so I just want to thank God to say we are an ambassador, because I could have get upset. I could have get angry. I could have gotten annoyed, and I could have gone back in the car and just went home. But God had a divine appointment for each and every one of us. And sometimes we don't recognize it. Sometimes the devil throw that sneer in. Right, and I'm going to bring some books and ask her, can I just leave this in your book, you know, free copies for people to take? Nobody's going to say no to that. Amen? Amen. And so thank you so much for opening up my line. I'm excited. God is doing a mighty work for his people. I was telling Sister Powell how quickly the time is going by. We were just here, a blink of an eye last Thursday, and now the week is almost over. God is getting ready to come. So we have to make sure that we are ready. Okay, and I talked to you all about on Friday about going into the Sabbath. And I'm excited. My stuff is prepared because I'm not going to be caught, right? I'm not going to be caught on the brink of impeaching and impeding on God's holy Sabbath day. So I'm walking in expectancy, looking for that Sabbath rest to come. All right, so continue to pray for me. Pray for my daughter. She is, you know that they're finishing up exam, and she's like, Mommy, it is difficult. And I was like, all things are difficult, but you got to give it to God. So continue to pray for Akasha, that God will give her the wisdom, the knowledge, the peace, so that she can fully surrender and know that once she has done her part, God will do the rest. And for all of the children that are getting ready and are taking exams, we're praying for our young people as well. Continue to pray for our church and pray for the Manuel. Right, he's supposed to come and give me an estimate for some things that need to be done. I pray that I already know. You know, I mean, I'm thanking God in advance for that relationship. From him, because he does everything. So yeah, thank you. I'm excited. God is good. What all the time and all the time. Amen. God is good.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that praise report, God. Use you at the time to get in, right? And God also witness to the dentist. God is so good. My dear beloved, thank you. Sure, we will be praying both for the dentist and also those who work into the office. And we'll pray for Kaja. God is good. All right. 985-232, your line is open. Welcome to Advent Health Reform Thursday night. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I'd like to read a devotion prayer. Lord, you always provide for your people. Before Jesus came, you appointed someone to lead your people. Then later you sent your son to be the great shepherd. Thank you for always providing ways for us. Thank you for caring for us. You are truly good and merciful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for blessing and saving us. That was a great thing for Sister Stephanie. I'm just as happy on this end for what she did as a dentist. And I'm blessed, thanking God and praying for her. And Sister, I forgot her name, the one was at the praying for her and her children at the one go to the chiropractor, because I'm waiting on my doctor. I have muscles disease, and they just won't let me do no type of work. I mean, not even hold a child or they pop out. This main one on my left side, and it just, oh, it hurts the way I want to pass out. And I'm just waiting on God to send me the chiropractor. It's so nagging. I just can't wait. I can't do nothing, and as you know, it's nerve-wracking. And I pray for them, her and her going through her sickness, because I know I have so many diseases I'm suffering with, and it's the pain for it, the chronic pain. And it's just nag. But I pray and pray and keep it off my mind. But I just, it got to real bad for the nag me. So I just pray. So I pray for her too. And all the people that are going through a lot of pain. And some little, because they can't take it. And I just ask God to just help us to cope with it. And it too shall pass, because I know it too shall pass, because I deal with it. And I just hook the Lord, help them passing on. And I pray for them, Advent Life family in the church. And I pray for all our family on the prayer line, the children, the grandchildren, and so on, all the sick, all the homeless, everybody that's confined somewhere and need a help, pray for them. Pray for all our family members. Pray for all the brothers and sisters on prayer line, that God will strengthen us. He will give us his words. He will make a way for us. And we just have to dial him up and ask him and tell him what we want. And those that are confined, that we just can lift them up and pray one for another, and the Lord will make a way. So we just have to do like that mustard seed, have the faith and move on and let God have his way. So I just thank God. I know he will, just like Mrs. Stephanie. She had that faith, and she had prayer for, and she had her own, and she know that she just left it to God. So that's why she had prospered in her work. So I thank God for that. That's what you have to do. If you keep it and don't give it to God, then you're not going to receive no good results. So you have to have that faith. So I just thank God for all that, and just keep Brother John in prayer because he was with the kids tonight, and they wanted him to take them somewhere, and he just takes them what they want to do. But I can't move around a lot because there's a lot of places I can't be. I can't stay up long or move around long. So he can do it. So he'll do it with them. So I thank God somebody able to deal with them. So they go out a couple hours and back. So I thank God. Just keep them in prayer. And God bless everyone. One of my sisters and brothers on the prayer line until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. And thank you for sharing, and also thank you for the prayer. And, you know, in your prayer said, God care for his people. We have to thank him for his loving care and his tender mercies towards all of our people, all of his sons and his daughters. He cares for us, he provides, and he makes a way. Thank you for all those encouraging words to each one of us on the line. And also, thank you for sharing. Sure, God is able, Sister Brenda. He is a great physician. He is the sympathizing Jesus. And he promised that he wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So, you know, he is going to work. You know, he work a miracle where you can come and give praises all he have, what he has done in your health. He is able, my dear sister. Okay? So opening this line, 423-635. Your line is open. Can you tell your name? Welcome on Adventure Health. Mm-hmm. Reform.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. It's just been a blessed, wonderful day today. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord. I had so much fun, but not as the world. I had fun in the garden today, brothers and sisters. Just a blessing. I was repotting. I was putting in my trees in the ground. I was watering. I was putting nutrients in the soil, and the time just went by fast. The Holy Spirit had to keep telling me, go and get some water, because I was having so much fun in the garden. It was a beautiful day, really nice. The sun is out, and, you know, I came in a couple of times, and I went in to pick up the phone, and I came back out to water some more. I was putting protection around my blueberry bushes, and I just had so much energy, and I'm still out here because the sun, I mean, it's still daylight, and just moving stuff around and talking to God at the same time. It was such a blessing, so much fun. And I just thank God because this is wholesome fun, and this is fun in a way that we get to talk to God and see the things in the nature and also prepare for the time of trouble, the little time of trouble, and to get the food in the ground and to make sure there's enough for others. And and like I said, it's just been a blessing, and I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. And I just want to read something from Christian Temperance Bible Hygiene. And it said, some have sneered at health reform and have said it was all unnecessary, that it was an excitement which tend to divert minds from present truth. They have said that matters were carried to extreme. Such do not know what they are talking about, while men and women professing godliness are diseased from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, while their physical, mental, and moral energy are enfeebled through gratification of the depraved appetite and excess labor. How can they wait an evidence of truth and comprehend the requirement of God? If their moral and intellectual faculties are beclouded, they cannot appreciate the value of the atonement or the exalted character of the work of God, nor delight in the study of his word. How can a nervous dyslexic be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh him a reason for the hope that is in him? with meekness and fear. How soon would such a one become confused and agitated, and by his diseased imagination be led to view matters in an altogether wrong light, and by a lack of that meekness and calmness which characterize the life of Christ, be caused to dishonor his profession while attending with unreasonable men. Last paragraph. As a person with all our profession of health reform, we eat too much. Indulge of appetite is the greatest cause of physical and mental debilitary and lies at the foundation of a large share of the feebleness which is apparently everywhere. And we see all this in society, and we too might be dealing with it or overcoming it. So we have to ask the Lord to help us not to eat too much, because when you eat, I mean, it's good to eat like a king in the morning, but we ought to be moving around, exercising, doing digestion walk, and not just sitting, because that food will just sit there and we'll become tired, and, you know, we'll become heavy. We'll put on some weight that we really don't need. So I'm just thanking the Lord, and I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters to trust in the Lord and take heed and take warning, because God wants us to be healthy and righteous and not, you know, sickly, and our minds are troubled and beclouded with sin. Thank you very much, Sister Powell. God bless.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for also sharing and giving us the wonderful praise report about the gardening today. You know, how you have fun. And this, you know, we know that in the country is the character building, right, in nature. And also thank you for that reading, brothers and sisters. We are on Health Reform Thursday. We have got a warning, you know, appetite, right? And our mind, our heart, everything will be clouded, right? If we do not follow the medical missionary work that we are supposed to be doing, and also our health reform, you know, our mind, our heart, everything will be clouded, right? So let us really ask the Lord for help. We cannot do it alone. We have to ask the Lord to guide and to lead us so that we will able to control, He will allow us to control our health, our eating habit. If we eat too much, right, we will, our mind will be clouded. All right, we are going to open the line now for prayer. And then we heard all these various requests, so we are going into prayer. If there is anyone would like to share testimony and praise, you can press 1 that I can open your line. Okay, I'm hoping this line. 518-8482, I open your line. Can you lead us in prayer, the first prayer, please? I think you 518-482, your line is open. Can you check your phone?
Sorry about that, sister. Paula. That's my line.
Yes.
Father.
Are you heard some of the requests?
Yes.
Sister. Okay. All right. Can you lift up those requests to the Lord for us? Some of them, and we will.
And those names I cannot remember, I didn't take them down. Father, we come before you this evening, thanking you for life, thanking you for strength, thanking you for keeping all of us safe during the past days of the week. and have brought us on this line to give you praise and thanks, Lord, for all that you have done for us. You have been so good to us, Lord. You have protected us. You have blessed us. And here we are as living monuments of your divine mercies. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with each one on this line this evening. Whatever our needs are, you have promised to supply them unto us, Lord. And we know that you will, because we believe your word and we trust you. And we pray that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us as we lean on your everlasting arms. We thank you, Father, for those who are listening in secretly on our lines. That way I was without saying anything, Lord. We pray not secretly, but we pray that you will be with them too, Lord. You know their needs, and we pray that you will supply them unto them according to your riches and glory, that you will give them the courage to ask you for strength to speak on your behalf, and that they may be able to do and to dare for you, Lord, knowing that we are living in the last days, and as we live, Lord, we realize that without you, we can do nothing. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each one. I pray that you will be with those who are sick, those on the line who need your help, Lord. We remember Kasia at this time, Lord. You know her needs, and Lord, we pray that you will grant that you will supply them unto her according to your riches and glory. I pray that you will bless all of us who are on this line, those of us who are sick, who aren't doing well. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us the necessary help that we need, that we'll keep holding on to you and to know that you are leading and directing us. And in times like these, we need you more than ever before. If we need you now, Lord, it's now we need you, and we pray that you will continue to be with all those who are sick. We uplift them before you, Father. You know their names, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue to give them the strength that they need to live for you and to depend on you and to know that you are the great healer and that you can bring them help and you can heal them according to your riches and glory. Father, I thank you this evening for each one that came on this line.
Okay. Seems like sister, our dear beloved sister dropped. Okay. All right, my dear beloved, I'm going to open this line. It seems like my dear sister phone drop, right? 240-988. Can you continue the prayer for me? It seems like sister, our dear sister line phone drop.
Amen.
240.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be on this line. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings, and thank you for the experience that you have allowed each and every one of us to be able to endure this week. We pray for Sister Brenda and Brother John. We pray for Sister Leola. I did not hear all of the prayer requests as I came on a little later. I pray for Sister Tamiko and her family. She's praying for everyone that is on this line. And so, Lord, we pray that you will pour out your blessing, Lord. We are praying, Lord, for revival and reformation. And we pray that you will change our hearts so that it can be more like you. We pray for our children that are at school, Kaja and all the young people that are studying to be able to take their exams. We pray that you will give them your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. But most importantly, we pray that they will surrender their all to you. I pray for the dentist name. I got to go back and look so that I can pronounce it. But you know her. We pray for that. I thank you, Lord, for that divine appointment to allow me to be able to be there. And you have your prophetess to share with us that we are to spread these literature like awesome leaves. And so we pray that we will do that, Lord. Forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. But we pray that you will not pass us by. You will seal us, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear, for praying. So we're going into another prayer now. We're asking 423-635, right? I ask you to do the third prayer for us, please. And then, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is our speaker, Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
423-635.
Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we just thank you for a beautiful day, Lord. Just waking us up this morning, Lord. It's beautiful. It's a blessing, oh, Father. We thank you for your mercy, your love. We thank you for your long-suffering with us, Lord. We are feeble. We are sinful. We are ungodly, but we're crying unto you. We're afflicting our soul, oh, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our trespasses, our iniquity, oh, Father, that we do not return to these sins, that we seek you, oh, Father, all the days of our life, oh Lord, that we may be redeeming the time because the days are short, Lord. We see what is happening. We see what is coming upon us, oh Lord, but yet we cannot even understand the magnitude of it, oh Father. We ask that you will keep us. We ask that you will guide us and help us and protect us as in Ephesians 2:8-9 it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of work, lest any man shall boast." Lord, we cannot boast, oh, Father, but we can just thank you, oh, Lord, because we know by grace we are saved. And it's because through faith, oh, Father, and because it's a free gift, you have given us your only begotten Son, oh, Father, who is linked to humanity, oh, Father, his arms stretched out to each and every one of us, oh, Father, have mercy upon each one within the hearing of my voice, the unspoken prayer requests. Those that will be listening via the internet to the rebroadcast, I ask that you will help them, that you will touch them, their diseased body, mind, oh, Father, that you will touch their family, oh, Father, that they get into a saving relationship with you, oh, Lord. We ask that you will touch the youth, the children, oh, Father, the young people, oh, Father, that they turn from their wicked ways to serve you and no longer look for the world for pleasure, but look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you ever so much. Please bless the speaker in the mark way, Lord. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, each and every one of us with an ounce of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We need more power from on high to finish the work and to go through this time as never before, Father. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify. We thank you even for the host. We thank you for strength that you have strengthened her, Father. And we thank you for the aged man and woman who's proclaiming the gospel, oh, Father. You said, cry aloud and spare not. Thank you, oh, Father, for these blessed example unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that prayer, and thank you, Sister Stephanie, for also praying and sharing. And thank everyone. Sister Consinelli, we want to thank you. We know that your line dropped, but thank you. And thank everyone tonight who was sharing and who came on the line, and also those who are on the internet. So tonight, as our Health Reform Thursday, I just read this little quote from the Ministry of Healing, our topic here on the keyboard. He said, many of those living in the cities who have not a spot of green grass to set their feet upon, who year after year have looked out upon the filthy courts and narrow alleys, brick walls and pavement and skies clouded with dust and smoke, if these could be taken to some farming district, surrounding with the green field, the wood and hills and brook, the clear skies and the fresh, pure air of the country, it would seem almost like heaven. The Ministry of Healing, page 191 and 192. The physical surrounding in the cities are often peril to health. The constant liability to contact with disease, the perverse of foul air
impure water, impure food, the crowded, dark, unhealthy dwelling are some of the many evils to be met. It was not God's purpose that people should be crowded into cities, huddled together in terraces and in tenements. The Ministry of Healing 365. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us all pray that God will provide and make a way for us that we can leave the city and go into the country. As we heard about from Sister Carla today, that she was in her garden, right? And she had a wonderful day. The day the sun was beautiful. The weather was very good, and she was just there having fun in the garden, and that she could commune with our Lord in nature. So let us pray and ask the Lord to lead us, that lead each one of us who are hoping and praying to leave the city, so that God is able to find a little piece of land for us, that we can go and enjoy the green fields, right? And also the wooden hills and brook. So that's our prayer. So my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, I'm asking you please to get your Bible, your Ministry of Healing book, and your notepad, and, you know, to take some note. And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie, our speaker. Welcome her and thank her for coming to share for us this evening. Oh, Lord, sorry. I make a error here. 240-988, your line is open. All right, maybe she. Yes, my dear beloved. All right, so we're going to get a song, and then we will, maybe she join us. Okay, so we're going to sing a song. Okay. All right. I'm going. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, waiting on the speaker a little. I called. Didn't get her. Going to sing this song. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hands of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time we need him, he is always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with us and he talks with us along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around us, we see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know he's leading through all the stormy blasts. Out of tune. That day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation.
salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within our hearts. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other he is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with us and he talks with us to love on our way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within our hearts. Amen, my dear beloved. We know that he lives within our heart, right? We can tell people that he lives right in our heart. 240-988, your line is open. I wonder if she's on. 240-988, your line is open. What happened? All right. All right, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm trying to get the speaker, and I open her line, and I can't get her. I don't know what happened. Okay. Four, two, three.
Amen.
Four, okay. Sister Carla, can you just sing a song for us? I'm trying to get the speaker. I don't know if she's on mute.
Okay. Let me pull up a song and by the grace of God.
No. You can't just sing a song for the little children. Sister Brenda's little children there on the line.
Amen.
We did a minister. Yeah, we did a minister to them.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, I'll sing a song for the children. Jesus left the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Again. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And I just want to encourage the little ones to be good helpers to your mother and your father and your grandmother or your guardian. Help them and to be obedient, because when you are being obedient unto your parents and your guardians, you are being obedient unto God. And it makes Jesus so happy when you are obedient and when you are respecting those around you, because Jesus loves you so much and he gives you parents and guardians to take care of you, because you cannot take care of yourself, just like we cannot take care of ourselves. So Jesus is taking care of each and every one of us. And he wants us to be obedient. He wants us to be thankful and loving and kind. And he wants us to pray to him and to ask him to help us. So let me say a quick word of prayer for my little friends. Kind and loving Father, I thank you for each little boy or girl that is listening, Lord. I ask that you will bless them. I ask that you will protect them and help them, keep them as they're going to school online or in person, oh Father. I ask that you will put a hedge of protection about my little friends and their family, oh Lord. Help them to be kind and loving. Help them to share Jesus with others and to tell their friends and family that Jesus loved them so much and to give their heart to the Lord and serve him. We thank you for each and every precious little soul. They are peculiar little soul. They are gems, oh Father. May we treat them with respect also. May we be loving and kind to them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Carla, for ministering to our little precious jewels, our little ones. We have a lot of little ones. We have some from little, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10. We have 15, 16, 17. And we also have 18 go up. So let us always, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, lift up our little ones. Last week, Sister Carla have her grown, you know, and grown little ones, and, you know, with her Amanda and Nicola. And I know she enjoys them. And last week we have on the line Naomi, Denise, and Adrian, also our mom. Right, and we have Sister Brenda, little precious ones, you know, little ones. So let us, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line, let us bring our little ones that we can, you know, sing for them, pray for them. We have Sister Katie, little precious ones, you know, so let us remember those little precious ones in prayer. Father, we come again to you, Lord, as this is the portion that we are going to present your words, Lord. We are asking you, Father, to continue to pour out your blessings upon us. Lord, we lift up our dear beloved Sister Katie to you tonight. Bless her and keep her and also our family. And we lift up the speaker to you, Sister Stephanie, and allow our mind, Lord, will not be clouded, but our mind will be open, Lord, to receive your word. Bless us, Lord. Bless each and every one of us on this line. Pour your spirit upon us while we listen to your fresh bread from heaven, and keep us, Lord, that we will remember that your coming is very, very near. Help us to be ready in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 240-988.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much. Phone was on mute and all kind of stuff. So, Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. I pray that you will give me your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Touch my lips with hope so that the message that is here, Lord, is one that is fitting for our ears today, and we will leave changed. We will leave different than we came. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. Now, thank you for Sister Carla for ministering to our young people, Lord. And, Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to be with me tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I have two things that I'm going to be reading from tonight. Actually, I think three portions. And this is, as I said, I was had the opportunity of, you know, just being able to come in contact with people. And I remember just focusing on what is it we are, why are we here? What is our purpose? And what is it we are to use our lips to do? And so as I said, I have the opportunity, I'm going to the doctor's office, I'm going, you know, to the courthouse, I'm going to and fro, different places. And one of the things that struck me was a young man, and actually two. One at the courthouse and then one at my doctor's office. And he was just so nice and kind and just so Christ-like. And I had to open up my mouth and I said to him, I just want to say how nice and kind you are. You know, I mean, he could have been my son. I mean, well, probably not, but yeah, he could have been. I don't know. He could have been KJ age or just a tad bit older. And so I said to him, you know, I just appreciate your kindness, you know, towards the individuals and the way how you are just so caring and respectful, you know, I said, and nice. I said, you know, don't let anybody change you, because what I find in this world now is that we don't talk about when people are nice and kind, right? We focus on the individuals that are doing the wrong thing, and we highlight them. And the young man said to me, thank you so much for sharing that with me. And he said, you know what, I have to thank my mother. You know, she did a very good job. And he said, parents, she did a good job. And I said, yes, please let your mother and father know that they did an awesome job with you, and they are to be proud. So when I was sharing that with him, the doctor came in, and my doctor was like, who, me? I said, no, you're nice and kind too, but you're older. This is a young man that we don't see that often. And to hear me say that about this young man that's one of his workers, he shook his hand, and he was like, I'm glad to hear that. And how much we can do just by lifting the spirit of someone with our lips, just with just giving them encouragement and talking about the fruit that they are showing, the fruit that is bearing from them. I had the same opportunity. I was in, you know, the courthouse to drop some documents off, and the young guy that was there, he was so nice and kind to the older lady, right? He was telling her what she needs to do on the form, where she needs to fill it out. And I just had to go and say, I was impressed to say, you know, I just appreciate you. Thank you for being so kind to her. You know what I mean? Thank you. Because most times when we go into these places, people are obnoxious. They're rude. They're not kind. Now, here's the thing. Can somebody say that about each and every one of us on this line at all times, that we're nice and we're kind and our fruit represents God? We have no time to lose. And so we are disciples, and we're walking, and we're showing individuals how to operate and why we operate the way we operate in this time. Amen? That is social emotional learning, but really that's the new buzz that they're giving. But the truth be told, that is the example of Christ. That is the example of Christ. Amen? And so as we move today into our study, I'm drawn back to seeking true knowledge. I'm on page 453, and I'm going to read through 453 and 456, where I'm going to touch on two portions, and then I'm going to read a little bit out of the knowledge received through God. Amen. And it says, we have no time to lose. What? I was talking to my mother, and I was saying to me, listen, look at this, beloved. We are in April already. April is almost over. We are moving into May. Like the time is going by like lightning speed. And my mom said to me, you know, something is about to happen. We're not pressing time. That's not what we're doing. But God said that he's going to give us signs to know that the end is near. And so we have no time to lose. We have to see every moment as it is a divine appointment that God has laid out for us. So we have no time to lose. We know not how soon our probation may close. All the longest we have but a brief lifetime here, and we know not how soon the arrow of death may strike your heart. Over the last, about six months, I have lost two cousins. My mother has lost about two nieces. I've lost, earlier last year, I've lost another uncle, cousin uncle. I've lost him. They have died. He was, he went to mow lawn. He was retired and went to mow the lawn. And they found him in front of the car laid out. My other cousin that went to bed the night before and did not wake up, they found her dead the next day. The other cousin recently, she was buried last month? I think it was last month. I found her dead in the car. That was the story that I received. And though I say it like that, it's not that I'm cold-hearted. It's not that I am inhumane. It is the fact that their probation is closed. There's nothing that I can say or do to give them a second chance. The earnest and the urgency is now on you and me. So I want you all to meditate on that. They are gone. I shared about one of my church grandfather who died at 94, 95. But I had the opportunity to be able to call him right before he passed away. And I was able to share and encourage and say, you know, I'm calling to pray for you. How are you doing? And he never disclosed to me that he was in any kind of pain. He was in the hospital. He just wanted prayer. And shortly after we gave the prayer and I gave him his flowers, I said, I just want to thank you for your example. I just want to thank you for being such an upstanding man of God and being a disciple for him. Do we take the opportunity to reach out to someone, because we may never know if that is our last day or if that's their last day? And so this is pressing on my heart. We don't mourn the way like the world do. We have no time to lose. We know not how soon the hour of death may strike our hearts. We know not how soon we may be called to give up the world and all its interest. Eternity stretches before us. The curtain is about to be lifted, but a few short years, and for everyone now numbered with the living mandate, will go forth. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 22, verse 11. Are we prepared? Have we become acquainted with God, the governor of heaven, the lawgiver, and with Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world as his representative? When our life work is ended, shall we be able to say as Christ did, as did Christ, our example, I have glorified thee I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have manifested thy name. John 17:4-6. The angels of God are seeking to attract us from ourselves and from earthly things. There's so many distractions that are going on, so many trials, so many storms and fiery dart. We're dodging and we're just, oh, my world. But it says the angels of God are seeking to attract us from ourselves and from earthly things. Let them not labor in vain. Minds that have been given up to loose thought need to change. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, we heard from the young people last week, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. The thoughts must be entered upon God. We must put forth earnest efforts to overcome the evil tendency of the natural heart. Our efforts, our self-denial and perseverance must be proportionate to the infinite value of the object of which we are in pursuit. Only by overcoming as Christ overcame shall we win the crown of life. I'm going to say that again. Only by overcoming as Christ overcame shall we win the crown of life. Christ, the fountainhead of true knowledge. Christ, the fountainhead of true knowledge. We must turn away from 1,000 topics that invite attention. We are so bombarded with so many distractions, so many things. And as I've learned in one of my classes, that you know how people say, oh, I'm multitasking. We really cannot do more than one thing at a time. We might think we're doing all, but the brain is only focusing on that one thing for you to really, truly absorb it. And I learned that from my class. We must turn away from 1,000 topics that invite attention. There are matters that consume time and arouse inquiry, but end in nothing. Did I not say that? End in nothing. The highest interests demand the close attention and energy that are so often given to comparatively insignificant things. Accepting new theories does not in itself bring new life to the soul. And I'm going to pause on this for a minute. I saw there was a clip that was going around, and this was a young man, at 12 years old, he decided that he wanted to be a girl. And so the parents allow him to go through this transition. He's now 14, and he is dating. And he or she, I guess that's, you know, whatever that is. But there was a picture that is being circulated where he was kissing someone and the parents put it up. And they weren't little kids. They weren't like, you know what I mean, a two-year-old, you know, stealing a kiss from a two-year-old. No, they were kissing. And this person is supposed to be It's supposed to be a girl, but she is like a boy. It's just as confusing as can be. And so when you hear the commentary, right, I know for me, there are things that I could not even dream, you know, doing in front of my parents. You know, even now grown, I'm not doing that in front of my parents. But they were talking about, and it's just so sad where the world has become, where we can't say that is inappropriate. I don't care if you're a boy and a girl. No, it is inappropriate on all levels. But the commentary that we're hearing, we're definitely in 2 Timothy 1, Second Timothy 3:1-6, right? Where we're going to see these things in the last day, perilous times, right? We're going to have lovers of ourselves, having a form of godliness. I saw another clip where the young lady, she's married to us. She was married to two men, and then now she's married to a woman. And she was saying, you know, the church folks, they would, she called them what? The Bible thumpers, where they were saying, oh, this is wrong because of so-and-so. But this is what she said. Well, nobody has ever called me and said, come to my church so I could pray for you. But I'm like, did anybody know this? You know, I'm just saying so many things. What is wrong is now being deemed as right. What is right is now being deemed as wrong. And if you say something according to what thus saith the Lord, you are called an extremist, a fundamentalist, a bigot. You are called, they're calling you out to be canceled. And so when I read this and it is saying there are matters that consume time and arouse inquiry, but end in nothing. The biggest, the highest interest demand the close attention and energy that are so often given to comparatively insignificant things. Except, and here's where I'm going, new theories, right? One commentator said, well, you know, what we were doing back then, that was old ways. We need to rethink some new ways to make right wrong, to make wrong right. Even an acquaintance with facts and theories important in themselves is of little value unless put to a practical use. We need to feel our responsibility to give our souls food that will nourish and stimulate spiritual life. Incline thine ear unto wisdom. Apply thy heart to understanding. Seek her as silver. Search for her for hid treasures. Then shalt thou understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and justice and equity. Let me move this light a little bit. And equity. Yea, every good path for wisdom shall enter into thine heart, and knowledge shall be pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall watch over thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Wisdom is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retain her. Proverbs 2, verse 2 through 11. ARV. I know it meant revised version. I can't remember what the meat. I just went blank just now. In Proverbs 3, verse 18. The question for us to study, mercy. Isn't that what we were talking about, Sister Paul? I know you did the third epistle of John, right? 1 through 4. That's about truth, right? God wants us to walk into truth. It says the question for us is for us to study is what is truth? What is truth? We're hearing so many things now. Can we share with someone what is truth? What is truth? The truth is to be cherished, loved, honored, and obeyed. The devotees of science have been defeated and disheartened in their efforts to find out God. I heard something on the, Brother O'Neill is on the line and can probably share a little bit about this. I was listening to something, an advisor to the class guy, and he was talking about hacking the human mind. Did you all hear that? Hacking the human mind to control how we feel and how we think. We know about being hypnotized. But he was talking about outside of being hypnotized, outside of going in and asking, you know, somebody to hypnotize you. He's talking about hacking the human brain so that, you know, he was like, you know, we believe, you know, you have people that believe in a God and stuff. God is not going to save us. We have to save ourselves. And we need to make sure that we can basically tap into people's minds so that you can control their feelings and what and they're doing it right in Silicon Valley. You know, anytime they share anything, you know it's already being done. And they're using this pandemic to push a lot of these issues. They're talking about everybody moving towards electric cars, right, for climate change. But how is this going to impact the poor? He even went on to say, you know, we need to find a way to do away with useless people. Useless people? It sounds like a counterfeit to me, right? Because Christ, we just read, those who are filthy, let them be filthy still. Those who, we know the two groups, you're either obedient to God or you're obedient to the devil. You're either going to be called the what? The sons of God, or you're going to be called the daughters of men. Which group do you want to be in? I know I want to be in, I want to be on the side of my Heavenly Father. I want to be deemed a child of God and not a child of man. So it says the question for us to study is what is the truth that is to be cherished, loved, honored, and obeyed? The devotees of science have been defeated and disheartened in their efforts to find out God. What they need to inquire at this time is, what is the truth that will enable us to win the salvation of our souls? What think ye of Christ? This is the all-important question. Do you receive him as a personal savior? Do we just say this and our actions are saying opposite? We're scamming one another. You know, we're doing all kind of stuff. God tell us to do something, but we're going to withhold. We're not going to do what God has told us to do. We're not going to bless when God tell us to bless. We're not going to give when God tell us to give. Do you receive him as a personal savior? To all who receive him, he gives power to become, amen, the sons of God. Christ revealed God to his disciples in a way that performed in their hearts a special work, such as he desires to do in our hearts. There are many who, in dwelling too largely upon theory, have lost sight of the living power of the Savior's example. They have lost sight of him as the humble, self-denying worker. What they need is to behold Jesus. Daily we need the fresh revealing of his presence. We need to follow more closely his example of self-renunciation and self-sacrifice. We need the experience that Paul had when he wrote, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20, and I just remembered ARV, the Amplified Revised Version. Amen. It just came back to me. The knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, expressed in character, is an exaltation above everything else that is esteemed on earth or in heaven. It is the very highest education. It is the key that opens the portals of the highly heavenly city. It is the what? It is the key. It is the very highest education. It is the key that opens the portals of the heavenly city. This knowledge, it is God's purpose that all who put on Christ shall possess. That was the knowledge through God's word. Amen and amen. And I was reading from the Fountainhead of True Knowledge. I'm going to read just a little portion from the knowledge received through God's word. And it says, the opening of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding. Are we all looking for light? Are we all taking this light that we have given and giving it to someone, or we're hiding it under a bushel? The whole Bible is a revelation of the glory of God in Christ, received, believed, obeyed. It is the great instrumentality in the transformation of character. It is the grand stimulus, the constraining force that quickens the physical, mental, and spiritual powers and directs the life into right channel. So it's not, this stimulus is going to be, it is going to stay. It is going to be permanent, not the stimulus check that we got and then the money was all gone. Amen. This stimulus, it says, it is the grand stimulus, the constraining force that quickens the physical, mental, and spiritual powers and directs the life into right channels. The reason why the youth and even those of mature years are so easily led into temptation and sin is that they do not study the Word of God and meditate upon it as they should. The lack of firm, decided willpower is manifest in life and character, results from neglect of the sacred instruction of God's word. I stuttered there a little bit, and I'm going to read it so it flows. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from the neglect of the sacred instruction of God's word. They do not, by earnest effort, direct the mind to that which would inspire pure, holy thought and divert it from that which is impure and untrue. There are few who chose the better part. There are few who choose the better part, who sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary, to learn of the divine teacher. Few treasure his words in the heart and practice them in the life. The truths of the Bible received will uplift mind and soul. Amen. Medicine to our bones. If the word of God were appreciated as it should be, both youth and old would possess an inward rectitude, a strength of principle that would enable them to resist temptation. Let men teach and write the precious things of the Holy Scriptures. Let the thought, the aptitude, the keen exercise of brain power be given to study, to the study of the thoughts of God. Study not the philosophy of men's conjectures, but study the philosophy of him who is truth. No other literature can compare with this in value. The mind that is earthly finds no pleasure in contemplating the word of God, but for the mind renewed by the Holy Spirit, divine beauty and celestial light shine from the sacred page. That which to the earthly mind was a desolate wilderness, to the spiritual mind becomes a land of living streams. And so, Sister Powell, I am going to end here. I have a couple more paragraphs to read, but I will leave that till next week.
No, you still have a few minutes.
Okay, so you want me to continue?
Yes,
okay, sure. Sure, no problem. I didn't know if you wanted to open it up to anyone else. Okay. It says, the knowledge of God as revealed in his word is the knowledge to be given to our children. From the earliest dawn of reason, they should be made familiar with the name and the life of Jesus. Their first lesson should teach them that God is their Father. Their first training should be that of loving obedience. Reverently. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for untying my tongue. Reverently and tenderly let the word of God be read and repeated to them in portions suited to their comprehension and adapted to be awakened their interest. And above all, let them learn of his love revealed in Christ and its lesson. If God so loves us, we ought, and I'm on page 358 now, okay, I just read, I'm not sure if I said the page. I apologize if I did not. It was page 356. So I'm moving on to page 358 now. So page 356 through page 358. And it's called The Knowledge Received Through God's Word. So it says, if God, right, let me go back and say, and above all things, let me see, reverently, I know I read it already, but I'm going to go back over it, reverently and tenderly let the word of God be read and repeated to them in portions suited to their comprehension and adapted to awaken their interest. And above all, let them learn of his love revealed in Christ and his great lesson. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4, verse 11. Let the youth make the word of God the food of mind and soul. That is true for us too. Let the cross of Christ be made the science of all education, the center of all teaching and all study. Let it be brought into the daily experience in practical life. So will the Savior become to the youth a daily companion and friend. Every thought will be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. With the soul, with the Apostle Paul, they will be able to say, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Galatians 6, verse 14. And I'm going to just read a little portion of in the same chapter, an experimental knowledge. Thus, through faith, they come to know God by an experimental knowledge. They have proved for themselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. They have tasted and they know that the Lord is good. The beloved John had knowledge gained through his own experience. He could testify. Can you testify because of your experience? Which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. And our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, 1 through 3. And this class that I was taking, a moving child is a learning child, a moving brain is a thinking brain, and a learning child. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that came out of the lesson, right? If you are not moving.
Amen.
Learning is not taking place. Learning is taking place when someone is moving because you're getting an experience as to, you know, where you're going, what you're doing. The experience is you're going to know, okay, I shouldn't go this way. I shouldn't. And that's true for babies, right? That's why it developmentally, it is appropriate for them just to move, just to crawl. Don't give them any barrier. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not supposed to block it off so they don't go down the steps. right? But you're supposed to give them less barrier. The barriers that you're supposed to give them and contain them is from danger. But they should be able to move around freely. And I remember my mom would just open up and put a blanket, a big old comforter on the floor and just have my kids just moving around, you know, on there. And now I see the benefit of it as they have acquired so many experiences and they've become resilient, right? And so this is what it is saying right here, okay? Our experience is what is going to allow us to be able to move closer to our Heavenly Father, to be able to have our faith strengthened. That's why the trials and the tribulation that God promised us in Romans 8, he promised us that because that's the only way we are going to get a true knowledge of who our Heavenly Father is. Amen and amen. And the last portion says, so everyone may be able, through his own experience, to set his seal that God is true. John 3:33, Amplified Revised Version. He can bear witness to that which he himself has seen and heard and felt of the power of Christ. He can testify, I needed help, and I found it in Jesus. Everyone was supplied. The hunger of my soul was satisfied. The Bible is to me the revelation of Christ. I believe in Jesus because he is to me a divine Savior. I believe the Bible because I have found it to be the voice of God to my soul. Here ends the reading for tonight. I was blessed. I pray that you were blessed. If you have any commentary, any feedback, or any query, you can put your hands up, I think, or no, press one, and Sister Powell will open up the line for you. I hope you were blessed. I know I was blessed, right? Because I know that now as I'm going through my experiences, as I'm going through my trials, as I'm going through my storms, I can say I'm counting it all joy because God is allowing me to have that experience so that I can testify, right? If a doctor can't tell you that he has cured anybody or he has given things to individuals that have given them resolve, do you want them to treat you? If a teacher can't tell you that, you know what, I've taught this student, they were struggling, and I've given them clarity, and they've passed their exam. Do you want that person to teach you? So if you are a Christian, if you are saying that I am an ambassador, I'm a representative for Jesus Christ, and you can't tell them about what your good God has done for you, do you think they want to hear from you? No, they do not. So our experience, God has to allow us to go through those tests and those trials and those storms so that we can have an experience about who he is and we can testify to others about our goodness of our Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Sister Stephanie, we want to thank you for that presentation. God have been using you in this study. And brothers and sisters, I don't know if you guys have any comment or query, can you take yourself off *6 and then you can press 1 again and ask your question. You know, I got from this lesson how much it is important for us to study God's word, right? If we cannot get true knowledge from God, if we do not ask him for knowledge, pray and ask him for knowledge and wisdom, because we know that he's the divine teacher. And another query I had, a knowledge of the holy is understanding. And we have to do that by obedience, and we cannot get obedience by our own. We have to ask the Lord. So brothers and sisters on this line, you know, let us study God's word. Let us ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Feed daily upon his word. And I know that feed daily on his word, we will have more understanding that we can go out as an ambassador to share to others. So
I'm going to open the line for a few people here to ask a query or question, and then we can close, right? 631-532, your line is open.
Pleasant good night, everyone. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. Truly is a blessing to be on the line. Thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. Really important for us to allow the Word of God to be the driving force in our life, because now is the time for us to study like never before the Word of God and apply it to our lives. If we don't do that, then we are not going to be able to stand in these last days of conflict that is before us. Because the only way Christ overcome the evil one was through the Word. It is written. So it is written is what Christ expects for us to conquer. And I want to read a quote before I go. This is from Christ's Object Lesson, page 61.3. He said, "If any man love me, Christ said, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." So once you keep the word of God, he will come, you know, my Father will love him, and he will make an abode with him. He said, "The spell of a stronger and a perfect mind will cover over us, for we have a living connection with the source of all enduring strength." Listen to this part carefully. It says, "In our divine life," in our what? Divine life, "we shall bought into captivity to Jesus Christ. We shall no longer live the common life of selfishness, but Christ will live in us. His character will be reproduced in our nature. Thus shall we bring forth the fruits of the Holy Spirit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. So Christ wants us, his character to be reproduced in us. And how can his character be reproduced in us? By allowing the Word of God to make changes with the Holy Spirit in us.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Honeel, for coming and sharing. And give us that quote. So, Sister Stephanie, I don't know if you want to. 240-988.
Yeah, you want. I concur. Amen. Amen. And amen. I didn't know if you wanted to give any kind of current event to talk about that. But yes, I concur. You know, Christ Jesus has to, you know, change our characters within us. We cannot do anything by our own self and or by our own strength. And one of the things that we can help to do, because we can't change our character if we're just sitting down, if we're not feasting in the Word, if we're not seeking Him, if we're not praying, if we are not making sure that we're guarding our minds and what is being infused and injected in us, things that are spiritual things or things that are heaven-bound, not things of this world, because it certainly can, as we said, as we learned, there's a lot of distractions going on, right? And there's so many things that are vying for our attention, and that's how the enemy does. You know, you could be on your phone. This phone, it's good, but it can be a distraction. And so quickly, you're spending time looking on stuff that are frivolous, that will not be able to bring you up to higher grounds, right? That will not give you a true knowledge and experience about God, but it will give you all these fake news, right? Fake news. Oh, this person did this, that, you know what I mean? And so you're absolutely right. Through Christ Jesus, he's the only one that can change your character, but we have to cooperate with him. Amen? We have to cooperate with him to be able
Amen.
To have him transform us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear. Well, my dear beloved, I just want to thank everyone. We have one person on the line here, and we are going to just ask this one person to open the line just for prayer. We want to thank Sister Stephanie for the presentation. Thank everyone, especially Brother O'Neill. We miss you for a few days. We thank God that you was able to join us tonight, and thank everyone for joining. We know that tomorrow is the preparation day, and we all are asking our brothers and sisters, let us try to finish up our work and that we can come and join on our on this line, right? The same number tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We will have our host tomorrow will be Sister Carla, and we are asking you all to invite a friend, you know, that we can all fellowship together. So I'm going to open this line and ask my brother just a short prayer, if he can just offer a close up for us, because we would like everyone to participate and, you know, asking our brothers and sisters to join early that we can share, that, you know, everyone can share. 857-505, we are asking you if you could just lead us into our short prayer. Yeah,
Sure, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Stephanie, too, for the powerful message. It's very powerful. And I want to pray right now. Oh, yes, Lord, God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, Lord, at this moment, Lord. God, you are able to do all things, God. God, I want to thank you, God, that Stephanie, God, was preaching your word, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, that Sister Stephanie was preaching your word, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to give her the strength, Lord. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. God, I want to lift her Sister Power to you, Lord. God, allow Sister Power, God, to come preach on this line too, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. God, I want to lift her Sister Carla to you, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Sister Carla, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, on this prayer line too, Lord, just like Sister Stephanie preached, Lord. Allow Sister Carla too, Lord, to preach your word, Lord. Allow Sister Carla, Lord, we ask God to open her eyes, Lord. We ask God to open her, Sister Carla's eyes, Lord. We ask God to allow Sister Carla, Lord, to bring a powerful message on this prayer line, Lord. We ask God to watch over us, Lord. God, strengthen us, Lord. Watch over all of us, Lord. Bless every single one of us, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko's family, Lord. Watch over her family, Lord. Watch over her mother, Lord. Watch over her daughter, Lord, her son. Watch over everyone, God. Allow us to have a blessed night, Lord. God, break every chain for us, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Power, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Miola. Bless everyone, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen, 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 amen. Good night, my dear beloved. Just a little. The first that is not the Lord, I'm a blessing.